Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Jess, I've got Will from the newsroom to come in here for a bit of a chat. Good afternoon, Will.
Yeah,
we are gonna
smooth.
We are gonna be getting you back in the studio just after five when you test our news knowledge. But you are important in this discussion because you are also, just like Jess and myself, and like maybe people listening, a pet owner in Australia.
I am.
Little Teddy.
Somewhat recently, yeah.
How old's Teddy now?
He's about 9 months.
Ooh.
I've had him since November. So
you got a soft spot for Teddy. You love.
I do love him.
Yes. I haven't seen Teddy since he was like a real pup. So you
He was in here for dog day.
Oh, you're kidding me.
A few months ago.
Yeah.
And it was the best day of his life.
Of course.
Yeah. And top five for you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, I think I know the answer to this, and I'm going to pose it to both of you, if you're listening right now as well. Does your pet share your bed with you?
Yes.
Yeah, not all the time, but yes.
Okay. Jess, your cat full time?
Much to my husband Akshay's detriment. He hates having Penny in the bed. Or so he claims, because whenever he comes to bed, he'll leave the door like just slightly open because he enjoys hearing the as she pushes her way through the door and then jumps onto the bed with a big thud.
Because apparently 48.7% of Aussie pet owners let their furry friends sleep with them on or in the beds?
Yeah.
Second question to both of you. Is it on or is it in?
She's in. On the bed. She never goes in.
Okay.
Because it would suffocate her. She hates being like, she wants to be in
cats
control.
Aren't about that, right.
Yeah.
But Teddy is definitely on the bed. I was always a bit like, oh, surely you wouldn't do that, like before I owned a puppy. And then I realized that I couldn't leave him alone.
Oh.
Outside for like the first few months or first few weeks, I should say. And so I let him sleep in my bed. And then I realized this is nice, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause
and it was cute and cuddly.
Our dog sleeps either at the end of the bedroom or in the hallway.
Oh, really?
Sometimes not on the bed. She's like, she's,
I was going to say, wasn't she always an outdoor dog?
Yeah.
You've really mellowed.
We really, it was like one thunderstorm 2 years ago and it changed everything. Because like my parents, their dog sleeps in the bed. And it'll go...
Like tucked in.
Tucked in. And then it'll just like go all the way down the bottom in complete pitch black and just be like, this is where I am. This is where I'm at.
As gets brought up by you guys far too often, I'm very single.
So we didn't say
the word very.
Did you say it? I didn't say it.
So I don't share a bed. So I can't, I don't know.
And you were bragging in the office yesterday that you did have a queen bed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I would struggle if there were like two other bodies.
Two other bodies.
Like a pet and a
person. Oh, okay. I'm not here to judge Will, but no, whatever you do in your own time.
It's
my guy.
So
one on either side, Teddy in the middle.
Laugh all you like.
No. Okay.
But yeah, it would be a bit crammed.
It would.
You'd probably have to get a king bed if there was going to be three of you in there. And
especially
the
bigger the pet, the bigger the problem. 5522329555. Tell us about your pet that you let sleep either on or in the bed. Like what I'm wanting essentially is how big can we go?
Yeah.
On the bed. What size pet are you letting on the bed?
I feel like we need to really focus in the bed. I feel like most people would let their dogs. On the bed, but I don't know many that would have them under the covers with them.
Yeah, it's just that extra step far, especially if you've got two other people in there with you.
like
Will on top of that. 5222 9555, give us a call.
See, my cat Penny, she's like she gets in full protection mode.
Right.
So when we're in the bed, she will climb on top of me. Like never on top of my husband.
On your head or on your
No,
on
no,
like, on
she,
your body?
Like on my body. So I sleep facing... face down.
Yeah, like a dead body.
So she climbs onto my back and she faces the door and she like tucks in. She's like, I'm protecting mum. This is what I'm doing. That's how we sleep every night.
It looks like she's killed you. It's excellent.
She asserts her dominance.
All right. Deanne from Torquay has given us a call. Deanne, do you let your dogs sleep on the bed with you?
Yes, they actually sleep under the covers. We joke that they share their bed with us inside bed. And we're both on the edge and the dogs will be lying across ways.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So it's you, your partner, and two dogs. What type of dogs are they?
They're little mini dachshunds.
Oh,
amazing.
Like dachshunds. So there's a couple of wieners in the bed.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Deanne, do they sleep in between you and your partner, or like do you put them on one side of the bed so that you and your partner can have a cuddle?
They like to sleep between us.
Of course they do. It's their bed. They can do whatever they like.
Fair enough. It's nice that they let you in it, Deanne, because you were the first caller. Mate, stay on the phone. We've got some Reading movie tickets for you there. Thank you very much, Deanne. And finally, Tamika in Armstrong Creek. That probably made your That probably made you feel all kind of things because you're not a fan of dogs and cats sleeping on or in the bed.
No, actually, I have a different opinion for dogs and cats. I think cats is fine, but dogs, I actually think that is so unwell.
What do you mean unwell, Tamika? You sound like you've had experience with this.
Dogs go outside, they stand in the garden where they wee, and then they put their dirty feet in your bed where you sleep.
Tamika, have you ever seen a cat, like my cat Penny, when she's in the litter box, she's so lazy, doesn't even bother to like cover up what she's done.
You're right. I've changed my mind. See? No cats either.
There you go.
Nobody wins.
None.
Thanks, Tamika.
Nah.
This is Tim and Jess.
At the movies at the moment, Inside Out 2, have you had a chance to see it yet? Sorry, I forgot you have an 11-month-old.
I have seen one movie in 11 months. I'm aware that it's out.
Yes.
Yeah. I have read in the papers that
Did you see the original?
There. Yeah, I think my wife and I must have watched it at home. Because, I didn't see that in the cinema.
Well,
either.
I've been seeing a whole bunch of TikToks of couples who have watched Inside Out 2.
Right.
And then they will sit down and they will draw out each other's emotions.
Okay.
So it's like...
Inside Out 2 is doing like incredibly well.
Incredibly well.
At the moment.
Like it's better than the first one.
Okay. Not often.
And like better than a lot of other movies that are out that aren't cartoons.
Yeah.
But they... Essentially, they've introduced a whole bunch of new emotions. So if you haven't seen Inside Out, it's a character, a young girl named Riley. In the first movie, we're introduced to her emotions, joy, sadness, anger.
Anger.
Disgust.
God. My memory's not super good on the movie, so this is great.
And then in this new movie, we're introduced to anxiety and ennui.
Yes.
And a whole bunch of other emotions. So these couples have been drawing each other's emotions. Like, what emotions would you have in your head?
Because I must have misunderstood the concept of the film. Does not everyone have the same emotions inside?
Well, in the movie, it does, yes.
Okay.
But...
Right. Odd. Would you like to map each other's emotions?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, what emotions would you have in your head, and what emotions would I have running this little brain here?
You didn't have to call your brain little.
I didn't.
I did a BuzzFeed quiz on this. Joy would definitely be in there.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty positive person. I know it doesn't sound like
it. I tried to get joy on the same BuzzFeed quiz, got sadness, so... for me.
I would say there'd be joy in there.
Yeah.
Probably stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
Stubbornness would probably be a contributing one. Is not listening an emotion? Because I think I have that. I think that would be a big character in my movie.
Distraction?
Yeah, distracted. And then maybe just like a not even like a main cast character, but just like just a bit of contempt. Just a bit of, contempt the emotion off to the
side. I think you're forgetting about bullying.
No.
The emotion of bullying.
I'll have you take that back right now. It's not bullying. I think we're good mates.
Yeah. I don't mean just me. This whole office is terrified of you.
No. Well, I like to write all
Nobody's
cage.
Safe.
But it's fun bullying.
Sure.
Because it's...
Says the bully.
I heard that. I mean, I would ask what emotions you've got up there, but...
I feel like fear really takes over.
Fear and anxiety.
Fear and anxiety. Joy.
Oblivion?
Yes. Yeah.
Oblivion would probably be in your... Like, if it was a cast again, probably the big three.
One of the bigger ones.
Yeah, one of the big characters.
Yeah, I am oblivious to many things.
You do get, you're very... I would say passion.
Right.
Because you're very, I was going to say, frustrated, but you're very passionate. You mm-hmm. get very, something's not working the way you like it to work.
Frustration.
Yeah. But I view that as passion.
Yeah.
I just think you're passionately annoyed about it not going your way. So it's not frustration.
Yeah. I also would have disgust in there. So, yeah.
No. You wouldn't have disgust because you're not disgusted. You're disgusting. And I think that's where you've got
there
confused
he is,
there.
Bully coming out again.
No.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
This morning, I think I took part of something for the first time that's, I guess, pretty iconic, at least across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine. Right. People get around it on Wednesdays in particular. Aldi Special Buys.
Oh, okay.
Well, I know that it's Wednesdays and Saturdays.
Wednesdays and Saturdays, yeah.
Okay, is it every Wednesday and Saturday?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
It's just, at the moment, I don't know if the snow sale's on. Usually
there was a few, there was a toboggan.
Yeah, yeah. The Aldi snow sale is probably the most iconic sales that they have.
They did that merch towards the start of the year. Kind of looked like it looked like the French football team's like World Cup warm-up kit.
Yeah.
Like it was very cool. My wife saw something on like TikTok and was like, oh, there's these really great toys for like babies, toddlers.
They do a lot of great kids stuff, like especially around Christmas time. I bought like one of those like felt Christmas trees.
Right.
Don't have any kids in the family. I just thought this will come in handy one day.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes I guess those special buys are like something that they're good for. But so we started at the Armstrong Creek Aldi and apparently we had no luck because we just walked around with an empty trolley, left.
Right, yeah.
Nothing you had. So we went to the one. It's so confusing. The one that, to me, it's the Warren Ponds Aldi, but like postcodally, it's like Belmont or Grovedale. It's
sure,
like
in
that intersection there. There's four different postcodes at that intersection. So it's a little bit confusing. But yeah, went to the one essentially just near the APCO there. And there were a few things, but it wasn't what I guess my wife had seen. So again, we were just like, all right, we have other groceries we need to get. So let's get that. So I'm looking around. Because again, I've never been to Special Buys, but I've heard that you can just get really unique things.
Mm. And you were there the day they started, Tim. So you would have had your select.
But we weren't there at 8 a.m. We got there at a very leisurely 11.
Okay.
Like it was like we'll get there when we get there. And I said, I feel like there's more of a rush. There's not that much of a rush around. I feel like we might have missed it. And because we didn't get anything that my wife thought we could get, I assume we did miss that rush. There was something that I saw that I almost bought, and I misread the price initially because I was like, that's too cheap, but I missed a complete number.
Oh.
So I saw something for $11, and I went, we're getting this, and I'm holding it, and I go, it's the last one, this is mine, no one touched this, I'm taking this, we're
How
getting
much
this.
How much was it?
It was $111.
Oh, God.
And so, but my wife had to be the one to point it out to me. She's like, we're not spending $111 on this thing. And I don't know why I wanted it. Maybe it was because of how cheap I thought it was.
Yeah, you were like, what a deal.
It was a trumpet.
What are you going to do with a trumpet?
Learn.
Oh, my
God. I've never dabbled in the woodwind. I tried to play
you
the
have.
Flute. I tried to play the flute.
I was going to say, you dabbled in the flute. And
did
you...
And I made a promise. I said that I'll give me a week and I reckon I could make sounds of a flautist. And everyone was pleasantly surprised. It sounded like music. It wasn't
in tune.
But did it sound like music?
It did sound like music. I'll give you that.
So
do you think you could do a trumpet in a week?
I think but I don't want to spend $111 on buying
Surely
a trumpet.
Surely someone has a trumpet that you could just take.
I've got good trumpet lips, I think.
Oh, show me. Blow a raspberry. No, don't pretend to blow a trumpet.
No, because that's what you've got to do. You've got to purse your lips.
Yeah, but I don't think you make the noise.
No,
I think
it
the
helps.
Trumpet
it helps. It really gives it some extra added sound.
I don't think you know how to use a trumpet. Okay, now it's starting to sound like the last post.
Okay,
so.
That's fair. I just think...
Which arguably is performed on a trumpet, I'll give you that.
It's mostly a bugle, but I understand where you're coming from. I'm confident that if I could obtain a trumpet through no money exchange.
I love that your wife was standing there with your son scolding you in the middle of Aldi. We do not need a trumpet.
I just think it was a shame that it was $111.
Yeah.
Because if it was 11,
it'd already be in the studio.
We wouldn't have songs today. I'd just play every song, but a trumpet version. So maybe we get in touch with like a music store that sells trumpets. And we can borrow it.
Can find you a trumpet, we need to decide what song you would play on it.
Yeah, we'll get a teacher. It'll be fun. This is a bit of fun.
Okay, again, I do remember your flute phase.
I've still got the flute
that
somewhere.
That was fun for no one.
Do you want me to go find? I think I've got it here. Do you want me to go get the flute?
Yes.
I don't want to get the flute. Fair
get
enough.
Get the flute.
All right.
I want to hear it. I think I have a harmonica in my drawer.
All right. The band's back together.
Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim, we love getting feedback from you listening, you know, when people give us a call. We had a lot of people calling up after the So Tired party, telling us how much fun they had at the event. We love that. Love when you give us constructive criticism, things we can work on the show.
Yeah, it's definitely something I am open to hearing.
Our boss, Tom, also does the breakfast show here on K-Rock.
He's going to be joining the show in the next 15 minutes or so because I just need to ask for a little bit of money.
Sure.
But that's fine.
He did mention in our little meetings, we have, you know, a meeting every day with Tom about, you know, what's coming up on the show. He said, hey, guys, got a bit of feedback this morning. A listener called up during the breakfast show just to say, hey, love the breakfast show. You guys are great, so funny, so amazing. I mean, how accurate is that from Tom?
Yeah, I mean, he was the only one there. So,
this listener also suggested that she loved the Tim and Jess show, which is, again, like, love hearing that.
Join both of our mums and you can be the third biggest fan of the show. Good stuff.
She did mention some constructive feedback, some constructive criticism, Tim.
Uh-huh.
She said, oh, you know, that Jess, she's always always trying her best. She's always giving it a go.
Yeah, sure.
She's quite funny. Always up for a laugh.
She didn't say she's quite funny.
Kind of hot. I mean, I'm just translating what Tom said, but.
Yeah, good. This is good, going well.
She also said, I do feel sorry for Jessica. Poor Jessie. She cops a lot from Tim, doesn't she?
I mean, there's no point in denying
it. He gives her a lot of... It's almost bullying.
It's not.
It's almost bullying how much he has a go at her the time.
So all I'll say is she definitely... I am side by side with this person who gave the feedback.
Yeah.
I definitely feel for you. I feel for you, mate. There's a lot...
Poor Jessie was said
poor
many
Jessie.
Times.
I think poor Jessie, Look, I don't know who this person's name was. All I'll say is you work with Jess for 8 years and, like, you know, try and remain up. Work with
I'm a delight.
Work with any one individual exclusively for 8 years and still be
you
mostly
positive.
You called
us friends the other day.
I didn't mean it. I misspoke. I meant to say colleague. I was thinking of someone else. It wasn't you. I was faking it the whole time. No.
You can't fake this, baby. You can't fake this.
Okay. Let's stop, drop, and roll for a second.
Okay.
Do you think... Because
you bully me.
If you are feeling bullied, I'll do my best to hear that you've said that.
Okay. Give me 3 genuine compliments right now. On the spot.
Okay. Three genuine compliments?
If I sense any insincerity...
Jess, I don't think you understand how important it is to me for you to know... that we work together, number one.
That's not a compliment.
Number one, thank you
That's
very much.
That's a fact. You stated a fact. That doesn't
compliment.
Count.
And when I think of us working together, I definitely recognise that you're there.
Still not a compliment.
No, because I'm recognising that.
Tell me how hot I look today.
Well, we don't need to speak about that. That's aura. That's coming out on the radio.
So far, you've given me no compliments.
Yeah.
So... Okay, don't give me 3. Give me 1. 1 genuine compliment right now without bullying. Tell me something nice.
Thank you for buying me a pink donut the other day.
That's not a compliment. That's just
a
thank
you. It was a positive
thing
I've said.
That's 4 days late.
I haven't given you the money.
I think you also still owe Steve.
Yeah, I know. I owe a lot of people donut money. Let's not get into my owings. We'll
How
be
much
here
do
for
you
a while.
Currently
I'm in a hole, Jess.
A donut hole.
That's my problem.
Anyway, thanks so much for your feedback.
Yeah, so I would respectfully disagree with this listener.
Sure.
Clearly you don't know what...
You couldn't come up with 1 genuine compliment.
You don't know what... This person doesn't know what colleagueship looks like and, like, rapport
you
and banter.
You said friendship.
I didn't.
You cannot deny it.
I'd rather say the other F word than friendship. but get in touch with the show. Let us know how you feel.
This is Tim and Jess.
Jess, earlier in the show, we were talking about something that I saw... at the shops today, Aldi Special Buys. We won't say what it is because the person we've got on the phone I don't want to give away too much just yet.
Honestly, though, you didn't realise the great deal that you had on your hands.
Yeah, it was an Aldi special buy. I was flabbergasted that I saw it. I initially misread the price. When I saw the full price, I thought, this is too expensive. You're claiming that this is actually would have been a great deal.
Yeah, I can't believe that they had any left.
The person we've got on the show is Tom. He's on the Brekkie Show. He also happens to be our boss. Good afternoon, Tom.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Yeah, good. The reason we've got you on the show is to ask a bit of a favour.
Okay.
I'm a bit nervous because usually when we get Tom on the show, no matter what we ask, he will always say no.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter even if he wants to do it. He will just say no out of principle. So I want you to come into this with an open mind, please, Tom.
I read a book about management one time, and they said, treat them mean, keep them keen.
Okay, so. I'm sure that was in there.
Well, consider us very keen.
Would you say in radio, you've been working in radio for a long time, longer than Jess and myself, but like content, like it's king, right? Like we want to provide people with the best of the best here on K-Rock, right?
Absolutely. And the amount of stuff that I have either done or lied and said I've done for the sake of content is crazy.
Unfortunately, you know, dreams aren't free. And we were wondering, as our manager, like if we want to get like some budget allocated to the show, because sometimes, you know, you got to pay a pretty penny for a dream. Mm-hmm. And there is an amount of money. Should I say what it is or should I say
think,
the amount
I think
of money?
Sell it.
Okay.
Sell the sizzle, Tim.
Tom, don't you agree with Jess and I that there is currently a severe lack of trumpets on K-Rock?
Hey, I'm a big Jason Derulo guy, but I don't know if you need more trumpets, guys.
Aldi special buys in the Grovedale Aldi, not in the Armstrong Creek Aldi this morning. I saw a trumpet for sale. And
yeah. A good price.
Good price.
Great price, Tom.
How Macedonian of you, Jess.
Yeah, it's a very good price.
Well, Tim didn't even realise the amazing deal that he had. It was a good deal.
It might be gone now because we've talked about it and where specifically it is. But the thing is, so I've had history with, I feel like with woodwind instruments, if you give me a week, I can pass as a musician on that instrument. I've done it with the flute. I've done it with the harmonica. It's time to evolve to the trumpet. For the low, low cost.
So low.
An investment. $111, a trumpet could be acquired to the Tim and Jess show that could provide endless opportunities for content.
Why would you get a trumpet when you've got recorder at home?
Do we have a recorder?
I don't have a recorder. Again, the flute, harmonica, we've already ticked those off.
I feel like people are begging for trumpet content, Tom. They want to see a trumpet performance from Tim before the end of July.
I think people being cool playing trumpet is sort of wrapped up in about the 60s. I don't know if people are dying for trumpet-based content these days.
I disagree, Tom. Have you heard of a man named Timmy Trumpet?
Arguably, there is no trumpet in that specific part.
But his name has the trumpet in it.
And I understand there is another Timmy Trumpet, but is it time for Trumpet Timmy? Are we in that space where I think Trumpet Timmy can come here and, like, listen to this. This is without a trumpet, mind you. I know you might be confused, but this is me without a trumpet. Just think of what
the possibilities.
Tom, I think this is pretty easy. $111, signed off.
It's such a small investment for such a big payout.
Okay, how about this, Tim? How about this? We'll come up with a list of jobs, and for every job, I'll give you a little bit of money.
I'm not one of your daughters. One of your employees.
No, I reckon we should explore this, Tim.
I've heard it as a soft yes. I'm going to march down the office to our general manager, who at the end of the day, I will go above you. And we will we'll get this signed off. So I'm happy to
honestly,
get your
you probably should have started there.
Yeah. I don't know if she will support you because I reckon I can call her quicker than you can walk down that hallway.
Oh!
Race is on. You're on K-Rock.
Come on. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.